So what are the benefits of having a secondary breast cancer CNS role for patients? Foremost, continuity and a sense of security that patients have one named key person to meet their needs. A real understanding of the cyclical nature of the disease in terms of patients when they're experiencing acute and chronic episodes of care and disease-related problems, and having a good understanding of the anxieties that those events can cause. Also having a secondary breast cancer CNS presence at oncology clinics. And this is particularly crucial at times of diagnosis, at progression, when stopping or having to change treatment or entering the palliative care stage. We also have a big role in enabling care to be delivered closer to home, again to promote independence, control and promote self-management, and we do this through our colleagues on the community. We also have a big impact on patient outcomes and satisfaction related to information, choice and care, and also have an impact on preventing unscheduled care such as admissions to hospital.